Local artist Mario Uribe opened an unusual show at his Santa Rosa gallery over the weekend, a collection of 20 symbolic life-sized self-portraits, each created by women who survived the genocidal Pol Pot regime in Cambodia.
I saw them almost a year ago at the Vista Community Health Center, and I was very impressed by the drawings. I was moved by them. So I contacted someone there and said, I'd like to show these drawings. I'd like more people to see them.
Uribe discovered the artworks where they were created, in a group facilitated by family doctor Lucia De Roncalli.
The group is run at the clinic, and the process of making the art is a process of coming to identify the inner sources of resiliency. The nightmares and the memories and all of that continue, but when there's another way to focus on growth and resiliency, then there's a new element in the picture.
None of the women had ever attempted any sort of art before. Adapting a body mapping process developed by Doctors Without Borders in Africa, Dr. Roncalli explains they each began by lying down and tracing an outline of their body on the large sheet of paper, then gradually began to fill it in.
Women are to choose a color that best represents their spirit and to outline the tracing of the body, and then to attempt to go inside and identify where in their body they feel peace or strength, and what would be something that would express that, and then to create a symbol that they then drew on the tracing of their body. Some people it was a flower, some people it was a lollipop, that kind of thing.
The result, she says, was a visual representation of the remarkable resilience she had already seen within the women.
Most were villagers. Almost all have lost relatives, have witnessed murders, went close to starvation, were in forced labor camps, walked across Cambodia to Thailand, lived many years in refugee camps run by the UN before coming to Sonoma County in the 1980s.
Yet Roncalli says these first-time artists hardly see themselves as heroic.
For them, it's a surprise to be seen as brave and honorable. They're very aware of their own vulnerabilities. They're very aware of the ways in which they feel they're defective. And these really are some of the most splendid human beings you will ever see. They are phenomenal women.
And in their emerging self-portraits, says Mario Uribe, a creative healing is revealed for others to see and be touched by.
As an artist, I always feel that creating is really a healing process, not only for artists, but for anyone, just for other people to see. It's resiliency of the human spirit. It's amazing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.